Is there any outstanding issues that you need to complete that were perhaps commenced under Judge Andrew Beecroft that you think, well, actually, this needs to be done immediately? Any burgeoning issues?
Well, there seem to be, you know, all sorts of things popping up all the time, but perhaps that's just because I'm new. But one of the issues coming up, which I need to turn my attention to, is the Child Poverty Monitor launch, which is in early December. So I have the team responsible for that helping me prepare for that. So this year it's a focus on mokopuna Māori, Pacific and disabled, who experience disproportionate levels of hardship and poverty. So again, it's that wider theme of eliminating poverty. And I think the theme is eliminating poverty is a choice. So that's quite a big kaupapa there. There have been other things popped up. So I guess along that same theme in a sense. So last week we had the issue about, you know, benefits being cut for families who didn't abide by the rules. And we're working through that and talking to MSD about that. But generally, I mean, a huge matters, but it's just a matter of, yes, working with the teams, knowing what's important, what I need to focus on immediately, and finding my way into those. But it seems that the child poverty issue is a huge one, which the government's working on, and our office has been working on very hard, and poverty action groups are all working on. So they're all people that I need to meet and make acquaintances with, so that hopefully what I can say can be meaningful and help them with their kaupapa.
And just in the weekend, the Prime Minister announced increase to benefits and an increase to working for families as well, but Child Poverty Action Group, Salvation Army, says it's yet again more tweaking around the edges. So in spite of the fact that the Prime Minister has said it would lift about 6,500 children out of poverty, the question is, for how long, and what about the rest of the children that are still in poverty? Do you agree with those organisations that the government is just tweaking around the edges rather than making bold, whole-scale changes and courageous changes that they can campaigned on in the first two, previous two elections?
I am aware that the government is committed to this kaupapa to reduce poverty, and I suppose although they are small steps, they are steps nonetheless. And I think keeping the focus on that and the highlight on that, and having groups that are specifically monitoring that and keeping the government to that task is important. I mean, let's for anybody who is at the lower economic scale and they're having and families that are doing it tough, any increase in income is good. But I definitely we would like to see more happening. But by the same token, we know it is happening. It just does happen very slowly.
So $20 a week for low-income, no-income whānau is good enough then, is it, Commissioner?
Oh, no, it's not. It's. I wouldn't say it's good enough, but it's not enough. I agree with you. But, I mean, this is a matter that we will be continuing to work with the government with, along with these other groups.
Because
we would like to see all of our children thrive and not live in poverty, because that's not fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Because your office, Judge... Francie, is probably one of the most politically contentious departments, in that it must monitor, advocate on behalf of the most vulnerable of our communities, and that is our tamariki. They are our tamariki.
Yes.
And given everything that governments do, whether it's this government or whether it's a national government, nothing they do is going to be enough or fast enough. That's the role of the Children's Commission, is it not, to ensure that they do more than just tweak?
Oh, I agree. I suppose I don't know enough to comment and say whether it's tweaking or not, Claudette. But definitely this is a big kaupapa for us, and going into the office and knowing what the work that the teams are doing, they're very focused on this. And in fact, we commented as well, you'd see, about this. We want to see families out of poverty. And it's, if there are more ways too than just raising family income benefits. It's a much bigger picture, and I would like to see a focus on that bigger picture so that people aren't in that poverty cycle, aren't in that beneficiary cycle, that they do have, they no longer, that, I mean, they have a poverty of spirit, don't they? And yet they are good people that have just found themselves in a situation which is really hard to get out of. I mean, I remember watching that movie, Waru. Many people would have seen that movie, and my favorite one in there was actually Mihi, which was the one in the middle. And that was one done by Ainsley Gardner. Not that I'm, Ainsley, I used to babysit Ainsley, not that I'm sort of favoring her or anything, but it was a wonderful piece, I thought, because it showed the just in the, this very short time that the hopelessness for this poor mother who had four children, how she didn't have the petrol to take them to school, how she rang the school to tell them that she couldn't bring them to school, and she had to make an excuse because she was Whakaman, couldn't say she didn't have any petrol. And then, the teenager came home from school. She'd been sent back from school because the rest of the school were going on a camp and she hadn't paid her fees, so she was sent home. Then the teenager was hungry, so she opened the cupboard and there was just, one tin of baked beans, and the mum just like collapsed on the floor in tears. Oh, before that, she tried to ring the benefit office and, got the old wait on the phone for half an hour. So it was just a, it, I think it said really, really well in that little wee vignette what poverty is all about and the suffering and the hopelessness. So it's more than lack of money. That's just a small part of it, but that's why we say, well, at least something's better than nothing. But definitely, we'll be working with the government and try, working with the other groups to see much bigger increases if we can, along with other things.
Other things, the End of Life Choice Act, that is now legislation, that is now law passed in on the 7th. There is a lot of concern around particularly our whānau hauā, and the concerns are around tamariki. So although there is an age restriction on that legislation, but is the Office of the Children's Commission still, do they still have concerns for the whānau, or for the tamariki who have whānau members who might be impacted on by the decision to take up this legislation, this act?
I've not had a briefing on that one, Claudette, and it's not one that I mean, I know the Act and what you're talking about, and I mean, really good point you've raised. And when I go back, are we asking them where's our position, and having a discussion, because it is important, as you say. So I wouldn't like to comment on that yet because I don't have a briefing on that from the office, the position of the office.
Given that you have come from, from the community, you've worked in the courts here in Tāmaki Makaurau, is there anything that perhaps you've taken with you from your real life experience into the commission that you think that you would like to see, that you would like to work on through or via the office?
Well, I suppose if I go from the viewpoint of being a district court judge, which covered family, youth, and district court in Manukau mainly, what an amazing community we have. But it's those that there's a large community of people who are suffering, and so they end up, that's the disproportionate numbers, of Māori and Pacifica, mainly Māori in the courts. In the education system, in the mental health system, in the care and protection system, we see that across the board in the courts. And one of the things that I used to love about youth court was you get these rangatahi come through, and the boys are very staunch, real tough, and they come through. But once you get chatting to them, they are just ordinary tamariki, ordinary rangatahi. They just haven't had a chance. And I used to compare them. Don't know if we got three sons, and as they were going through, they were 14 or they were 16 or they were 12. I'd feel so aroha for these kids, thinking, it's so sad that they haven't had the same opportunities. They're not going to get the same opportunities that my boys have. And most of them, maybe sort of anecdotal, but most of them have been kicked out of school at 12. And so then by the time they're 15 or 16, they're getting themselves into quite serious trouble. They don't have any money. What I would like to, I suppose, look at is making sure that our kids do get an education, making sure that our kids do live in a warm, dry house, making sure that our kids do get the love, the support that they deserve just by their birthright, and supporting our whānau out there across Aotearoa to make sure that they can do the best for their kids. Because I found that most whānau want to do the best for their kids. Most whānau love their children, they just aren't coping themselves. So there's a lot of work to do, and the wonderful thing about this position, and one of the reasons I suppose I decided to put my name forward, is that as a judge, you're very dealing with the ambulance at the bottom, the bottom of the cliff, whereas here I will be able to sit at the table and advocate and see, hopefully, we'll see how things can change, how some of the policies that we put forward will make a difference for our tamariki mokopuna of Aotearoa.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon.